welcome. Hi, you little fucking weirdos. What's going on? It's King Weird here. King Weird Beard. I ain't got no beard, but I ain't got no fear. I'm feeling good and I'm feeling great. I'm having a good day and I hope you feel the goddamn same way. Somebody's buzzing on my phone. And let me just stop here.
And I'm back. Hello. I'm just trying to figure out some of this little equipment situation right here. This is my first time ever working on a little podcast, and I think it's going to be fun. I'm pretty fucking dumb. I don't know much about technology. I've had a computer since I was in grade school, but I just kind of used it for pornography my whole life, and the goddamn thing was just a jerk-off jukebox for me instead of learning code and fucking how to do, you know, MS Word or fucking Excel. I was just like, dogfart.com. Okay, let's look at it. Kazaa. Okay, let's just do Kazaa, and you'll download every type of 27-second clip that takes 5 hours, and then you think you're downloading Led Zeppelin 4, but it's really Alien Ant Farm, but you don't give a shit, because fucking, you gotta wonder if Annie, if you're okay, you know? Yeah, that music video was kind of cool, because they had Ghostbusters in it, and I was an obsessive weirdo about Ghostbusters. Sometimes I wonder, was I molested while watching Ghostbusters? Is that why I'm such a fan? 33 fucking years old, and I got a Ghostbuster blanket hanging in my room, and all I want in life is to make enough money to get a proton pack? Is that just like I got molested by a babysitter? His dick's name was Winston. So I named my cat Winston, too. Oh, boy. well, I named him Winston because Winston Zeddemore, John Winston Lennon, and Winston Cigarettes, because I'm white trash. Matter of fact, there's a long period of time for every Christmas, the only thing I asked for was a carton of cigarettes and beer. And my mom would get me the carton of cigarettes because I was an alcoholic and she wouldn't want to, like, fuel that. So she just was like, well, I'll get him the cancer, but not the cirrhosis of the liver. Lesser of the two evils. But I appreciate it anyway, Gail. Thank you. Matter of fact, I got to get more smokes. Oh, boy. Yeah, man, I'm excited. I think this will be really fun. Or it'll be the bane of my existence, and I'll get tired of it. I get tired of things easily. The only things I've never really quit in life are jerking off and comedy. Which, comedy is just kind of like one big jerk off, I think. No, not really. Comedy's pretty fucking cool, man. Takes me to some wild places. I'm going to be in Chicago, and then I'm going to be Connecticut. Oh, boy. And then I'm going to be a little Vermont boy. And then I'm going to go New Hampshire. And then I'm going to go Maine. Woo-wee. Then I'm going to go Atlanta. Where will I not go? Probably anywhere else after that. I'm going to make my money back. Yeah, man. I'm sitting in my living room. Good old Williamsburg, Brooklyn. I like my apartment. I got a little back patio. Maybe, you know what? Yeah. I'm going to go back there and smoke a little cigarette while I talk, because I got a little story for y'all fellers today. That's right. Oh, boy. Welcome to Ian Finance's Story Time. Oh, yeah. Maybe I should introduce a podcast. The podcast is called Ian Finance's Wild World. That's right. I really want to bring on, like, fucking people that I, like, love, man. Like, fucking, I'd love to bring on, like, John Joseph of the Cro-Mags, or fucking, like, Toby from H2O, or fucking, you know, Dr. No, or some fucking interesting people. But most of the time, I'm probably just me talking shit and call my mom on the phone. Sweet, delicious cancer. My. I feel the smoke enter my lungs and I feel fresh and new. As if I can take on the day as long as I don't have to go running. Man, I swear to God, every time I smoke a cigarette, man, dude, in the morning, it's so dumb. Smoking's the dumbest thing in the world, but I still am, like, convinced in my head that it's cool. You ever do that? Where you, like, think something is... You're doing something, like, cool, but you're like, man, I'm a fucking loser. Like, I always feel like... I realize the kind of shithead I am from smoking when I got to see the company I got to keep whenever I have to smoke outdoors. Like, it's always like you're in some cage somewhere. Everyone's just miserable looking. It's like some mom with, like, five kids in a stroller. She's miserable. The cigarette's, like, the 10 seconds she gets out of the day where she doesn't want to blow her fucking head off. And then I'm there, like, sharing space with her. I'm like, hey, we're kind of the same. I wake up in the morning, I obsess about it. I, like, want to smoke, and then, goddamn, I just... My first cigarette, I cough a lot through it, which is not good. And then the second cigarette is the one that I, like, enjoy. Like, the first one kind of cleanses my lungs out. Oh, there's a plane flying over. Eh, who gives a shit? No one's going to listen to this. Well, people are going to listen. I hope you listen. I hope you like it. Whatever. Thank you for listening. Yeah, man, then the second cigarette, I'm like, finally, I can enjoy it. And then I just, like, chain smoke before, like, sets and shit, or, like, when I'm writing, or, like, you know, just fucking, I'm an anxious little dude. I don't know, cigarettes help. Or I trick myself into thinking they help. Well, I'm going to quit. I'm going to do it. But if you want, you can send me packs of cigarettes so I quit. That'd be fun. People actually started bringing cigarettes out to shows and fucking... I got a carton once. That's fucking... Hell yeah, man. Thank you for helping killing me. I appreciate it. We all gotta die sometime. Fuck it, you know? But I realized this. Somebody helped me realize... See, we're all gonna die, but cigarettes, they probably ain't gonna kill me, but they're gonna put me in pain. That's the thing. It's gonna be like a slow, horrible death. But, I'll put this out there. If I'm dying and it's a miserable death, I would love to have someone just put a bullet in my head. I think that'd be the way to go. Yeah. Fucking put tunes on, have some friends over, fucking hang out. We'll put all plastic up in a room, and there'll be like some sort of competition, maybe like spin the gun, and whoever gets it gets to put a bullet in my head to put me out of my misery. And then everyone can clean up. And it'll be like a therapeutic process to kind of cleanse what they just witnessed. And then there'll be no sadness. I don't want anyone sad. But tell stories, have fun. And then just fucking set my body on fire. Who gives a shit, you know? I'm fucking dead. It's not the body that lives on. It's the fucking spirit, man. That's right. Goddamn. Love this Marlboro. You do Marlboro Reds. Cowboy Killer. Sometimes when I want to feel a little extra something, I'll do like a little red. You know what I mean? Oh, at the end of the night. Oh, boy. At the end of the night, I love getting a menthol because that's like a dessert. The Marlboro Red. That's why I love Camel Crush, man. Camel Crush is like straight up dinner. And then you do a little crush, and that's like a mint chocolate chip dessert. See, you people who don't smoke don't realize the joys of this. Of how pathetic your life is. Fucking putting shit chemicals in your body makes you feel better. Yeah, you haven't lived till you die slowly. It's a good White Zombie album. Make Them Die Slowly. White Zombie rips, man. Holy shit. They're so fucking good. I mean, Rob Zombie turned into a shithead. I mean, he's a good animator, but I don't know what the hell. Dracula and all that fucking bullshit. That stunk. When he started wearing, like, all that makeup and Halloween costume, woof. When we just had the dreads and the tattoos, man, they fucking rocked out, dude. One time, Halloween 1995, I misbehaved and my mom broke my White Zombie CD. Matter of fact, she broke it because I lit a match inside the house and she didn't know what to do with me. So she snapped my White Zombie CD and then told the guidance counselor at school that she broke my, or that I lit a match, and the fucking guy brought me in. He goes, Ian, sit down. So, we're lighting matches now, aren't we? Acting like I fucking, you know, banging heroin. We're lighting matches now, are we? Huh? I've seen it a thousand times. First you're lighting matches, and you're blowing the soccer team. What are you doing with your life? I don't know, Mr. Sincotta. I'm a rebel without a cause. Matter of fact, I'm going to call my mom and ask her about that. That's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to call Gail. I'm going to say, hey, Gail. You remember when you broke my White Zombie CD?
Let's see.
Yep, that's what I'm going to do right now. Mm-hmm. I hope she picks up. She's probably at Patty's or Shirley's.
Hey,
Mom.
What are you doing?
I'm recording a podcast.
Are you really?
Yeah, you're on it live, so be careful what you say.
Oh, hot diggity dogs.
Uh-huh. Hey, Mom.
Oh, how sweet.
I know. Cool, huh? You're live on air on Ian Finance's Wild World. Welcome.
Shoot mud on. What a world.
Uh-huh. Hey, I got a question.
Hey.
Do you remember in fifth grade when I lit a match in the house and you made me go see Mr. Sincotta?
Yes.
Why'd you do that?
You did it more than once and you wouldn't stop.
Well, I was excited. It was making fires pretty cool.
Yeah, not in the house.
Well, I wasn't lighting stuff on fire. I just lit a match and threw it in the sink, and I didn't think you'd smell it.
Jesus, my niece's child.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. You're lucky that's all I went to him for.
Yeah, right? He brought me in the office, and he goes, so he tried, like, he wanted to appease you, so he tried to, like, deal with the severity of it. And so he was like, so Ian, we're lighting matches now, huh? Like, what was he thinking?
Like, he's a great guy.
Yeah, but that's so funny. We're lighting matches now, huh? Oh boy, there goes the neighborhood.
Yeah, well, our house could have gone along with it, you know.
Yeah.
How about when you guys set the outdoor furniture on fire and you Justin and Randon?
Oh yeah. What was that? A firework? How'd that happen?
You were probably playing with matches again.
Maybe Mr. Sincotta was onto something.
I should have called him back again.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so funny.
You make fun of me for doing these things. There's reason behind my madness.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Well, now I know where I get it from.
Ha ha ha.
Mm hmm.
All right, kiddo.
All right.
But you're not really doing a podcast.
Yeah, I'm recording it right now.
What on? All right. Who else is on the podcast?
Just you. I'm alone in my apartment talking to myself, and I was like, oh, I guess I'll call my mom. Yeah, it's not so much a podcast, it is just a ramblings of a madman.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it, love it. All right, well, when you turn your podcast off, call me back.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Yeah, you're the first guest, Mom. Congratulations.
Certain things I do not want to be recorded, so turn that damn thing off.
Yeah, well, then I'll just have to trick you from here on out.
Oh, no. Please promise me right now you will not do that.
I can't make any promises,
Ian,
for the near future.
Don't. I'm too old for this shit. Please don't. You sound like
Danny Glover.
It's funny.
Lethal Weapon. I'm too old for this shit.
Ian.
What?
I mean it.
All right. I gotta go.
We'll talk when you call me back and I'm not on this damn podcast. See what? Goodbye.
All right. Love you. Bye-bye. Good old Gail. Gail's the best, man. Woo! All right, where are we at? 15 minutes? God damn it. I'm not doing a whole stupid hour. I don't understand these things. Sometimes people, you know, it's fun when you got like other people and you're bullshitting around, but talking by yourself, what the fuck? Dude, goddamn, I don't even listen to podcasts. Fucking Bill Burr. So yeah, I'm like, hey, it's 5-hour podcast Monday morning. Shut up. I'll tell this and I'll get out of here. Then I'll get out of here. What am I on fucking stage? Kill yourself. Woo-wee. So I really, I love New York City, with all my heart, and I love everything about it. I just love the people and the town and the streets and everything. It's just so wonderful to be around and to be a part of. And it really pisses me off when people are like, I hate this city. This city stinks. This city, me. Fuck this city. Me. Fuck you. Fucking have some goddamn gratitude. This is the fucking greatest place in the world where you can literally go and do anything and get in any type of trouble you want. Find anything to do and you just like treat it like it's a chore to be here. Well, then fucking leave. I treat New York City the way like fucking rednecks treat the country. I'm like, love it or leave it, bub. You like it, get the fuck out. Yeah. You don't like it, get out. Transton. Fucking complaining. And I say that to say this. Now I'm going to complain. I love New York, but I am in astonishment of the subway system because the sheer fact that it can load so many people, take so many people wherever they want to go throughout the day. It's wow, amazing. But God damn it, this piece of shit, they didn't fix shit for fucking years. The population's been exploding and they're just like, well, you know, we won't do anything about it. The fucking cars shut down all the time. They're fucking rickety. Goddamn, over the summer, the F train stopped for an hour and a half. People to pry the doors open and climb on the tracks and walk out because people were panicking. Fucking, they got like, what, $55, $65 million from upstate? And they didn't put any of that towards fixing the actual lines or the cars. They put it towards putting lights on the bridges for tourism. Go fuck yourself, okay? The ridership has increased. In the morning, it's like little fucking Tokyo. I swear to God, there are three lines of people. You line up, the train gets so crowded, one row goes in, and then the next row goes up so that the next train comes by, they can go in. It's fucking sick, dude. Thankfully, good God, thank God, I live in an area where I can take a train further away from Manhattan and then sneak on, and that way I got a spot in the morning. You know, God forbid the people live off Bedford. Jesus, it takes 5 hours to get on a goddamn train. And the fucking, everyone shits on the G train. Everyone's like, oh, the G train's hard. That thing comes every 20 minutes, old, reliable. Fucking hell yeah, G train. Good for you. M train, J train, suck a dick. That thing is always fucking delayed. I look at my little app and it's like, oh, hey, man, yeah, it's going to take 20 minutes to get here. Oh, perfect. Wonderful. I will leave then. Then I get there and there's a sign that's like, shut down. Train's not running from the 1st of February till March 31st. And you're like, God, suck my fucking dick, de Blasio. It's fucking bullshit. Anyway, so to fight back, I don't pay for a MetroCard. I hop the turnstiles and it feels so fucking good. Oh my God, getting away with trouble. Whew, man. I don't drink. I don't do drugs no more. I fucking do little things that just fucking get me off, man. I fucking hump their turnstile. I fucking sneak through the door. Yeah, fuck you. I'm getting away with it, you piece of shit. I'm not putting money towards this fucking system that's fucking its citizens every fucking day. Fuck you. And if I get someone to swipe for me, I'll give them the buck or two, because I want the money to go in the pocket of the people, not to the fucking stupid monopoly that's fucking us every day, increasing the fucking fare, and not even doing nothing about it to help us out. Fuck you. So yeah, I hop the turnstile. And some people go, oh, well, you get away with it from white privilege. Actually, motherfucker, okay? The main people that are hopping turnstiles are me and the blacks. All right? And guess what? If anything, I'm appropriating the culture. Okay? Thank you. But also, too, fuck that. I love it. Me and a bunch of teens hop it together and then we fist bump and go each other's way. You know, we'll like handshake it out because we're holding the door for each other. And actually, it's bringing the community together. Okay? That's right. Man of the people. And so I hop the turnstile. Sometimes and also I ride a bike everywhere. So it's like, why am I going to get a monthly when I'm mostly riding a bike for transport, okay? I'm not going to waste that fucking money. So I do sometimes put cash on a ticket just in case, because sometimes there are cops, there are undercovers, and you don't want to get in trouble, you know? I mean, it's all fun and games until you get busted, you know? But I had a friend, and sometimes it makes people nervous, you know, because they're like afraid of getting caught, and I like want to get as close to the fire as I can without getting burned. So the other night, I straight up, it was like, I just got done doing stand up. A buddy drove me to the train. We're in his car, we're hanging out, we're having a blast, just laughing, good old time. I get out of the car, I'm like laughing, going down the down the stairs, like having this moment of like, oh man, fucking life, man, it's fucking great. I'm gonna go home, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna work on some projects, I'm gonna do stand-up tomorrow night. What a life, what a blessing. And ha 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 ha, running down the stairs, and the train's there. And the doors just opened. I'm like, oh, fuck. I had a card in my pocket, but it was taking too long. So I just hopped to go on. And right when I hopped, I fucking knew, man. I hear yo, yo, yo. And I was like, ah, shit. And I got fucking busted. I got busted. I ended up, these undercovers pulled me aside. And, you know, obviously I'm like complying. I was like, look, I got a card in my pocket. I'm like, no, you know, whatever, whatever. I'm like, oh shit. Like, is it okay if we run your ID? And I was like, yeah, run it. I don't got shit. And they're like, well, something's coming up. Have you ever been arrested? I was like, yeah, I got arrested in 2013. But I did time served. Got everything was fine. And they're like, okay, something's coming up and it's sealed. We don't know what it is. I'm like, motherfucker. I don't know what it is either. And they're like, are you a transit recid? Which is like recidivism for transit hopping. And they're like, is this the first time you've done this? I was like, yes, officer, it's the first time I've ever done this. But this motherfucker, nah, dog, I do it all the time. What's up, bitch? Suck my dick. Please don't arrest me. So I got to sit there for a while, and they're fucking, you know, they're grilling me. They're like, where are you coming from? I'm like, oh, I'm coming from work. They're like, what do you do? I'm like, I'm a stand-up. And they're like, oh, do you know Artie Lang? I'm like, hey, you guys probably know him too. He's been in a lot of trouble. But I was like, yeah, man, I'm on his show all the time. I'll call him right now if it'll get me out of going to jail. And they're like, nah, 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 don't do that, don't do that. But what's he like? Is he cool? I'm like, yeah, 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 he's great. So these motherfuckers, we start bullshitting around. And, you know, they got to cuff me and take me to central booking. They're like, we got to take you in. We got to we gotta figure this out. I'm like, oh fuck. I was like, can you guys please use discretion? Like, I know you don't have to do this. And they're like, well, we could have used discretion before we called it in. I was like, oh, so the time to have asked for that was right when it happened. They're like, well, we can't say yes, but that would have been the appropriate time. I was like, motherfucker. So they handcuff me, they take me out, and they let me smoke a cigarette on the way to the van. So I'm outside, I'm handcuffed. They fucking light a smoke on me. I'm fucking walking in the van. I felt pretty badass, you know, even though I was going to fucking jail. And we get in the van, and it's all these just fucking Goomba cops, and they're all undercovers. And this one looks like fucking Josh Carter, but with like a huge head, and he's got like a huge hat on. And he looks fucking stupid. He looked like a fucking grade schooler that just like couldn't pass the eighth grade. Like he just fucking looks stupid. And so they're like, "Oh, you smoke cigarettes? Why don't you quit? You ever try vaping?" I was like, "Vape? Nah, man, I ain't gonna vape. I'm not gay." And they were like, "Oh, Martinez vapes." And it was a guy with a big hat. And he was like, "Oh, we got a pedo in the back." And I was like, "Yo, man, chill. It ain't my fault you're light skinned." And they fucking died, dude. It was great. So they fucking took me back. And I had to go in a cell and wait for them to, like, book me. So then he comes back. He's like, "Yeah, we can't unseal this. We don't know what it is. You got to wait till you talk to the judge tomorrow." I'm like, motherfucker. So they print me with the fucking mugshot and everything. Then they take me. They got to transport me to central booking or the fucking the court jail. So I had to go to the fucking lockup outside of court down on Center Street, and we were at Union Square. So the cops had, and I had been kind of like joking around like, "Oh, what's this? Is this heroin in your wallet?" And I was like, "Puntillo, you crazy motherfucker." So but yeah, that was funny for them to do that. But then, like, they pulled $100 bill out of my wallet. I was like, "Hey, I can give this to you now if you guys get me off." And they're like, "Don't joke about that. That's not funny." And I was like, "Okay, all right, fuck off." So then, we're getting ready to go in the van, and all these guys are like, "Oh, we hear you funny. We're gonna hop in the van." I was like, "Yeah, well, I don't give a fuck." So then the fucking Martinez comes up, and I was like, "Hey, man," in front of all his friends, I was like, "Hey, man, are you coming in the van, or is your hat going to have to take a separate car?" And they're like, "Oh, shit." And then we get in the van. I'm handcuffed the whole time, by the way. I'm in the back of the van, and I'm like ragging on him for having a big head. And I'm like, "Hey, man, how many Egyptians did it take to build that pyramid on the top of your neck?" And they're like, "Oh, he got a 5 head, right, bro?" I was like, no, he's got a 5x5 head. And they're like, "Oh, shit." And he's like, "What'd I ever do to you?" I was like, "You're throwing me in jail. That's what you did to me." And so then, like, before I got out of the van, I'm handcuffed. I'm trying to get out. And I go, "All right, fellas, have a good night. Hey, my man, watch your head on the way out." And they fucking died. And they fucking loved it. And then they still threw me in jail. So that did nothing. But they did let me smoke another cigarette, which was, you know, I guess like the fucking least thing they could do. Oh, yeah. And then they're leading me down the stairs in Union Square. And they're like, "This was the old days. We just push you down the stairs and call it a day." I was like, "Okay, can you please do that to me? Please throw me down the stairs." I was like, "Martinez, punch me in the stomach. I'll take it. Fucking let me out of here." And they're like, "Nah, too many people complain." I'm like, "Oh, these fucking pussies. I would rather take a fall down the stairs and spend the night in jail, you know? Jesus Christ." So then I just spend the fucking night in jail in this fucking cell, multiple cells, which it was wild, man. I've been like working on like meditating and like trying to be like centered, and I was totally fine. Last time I was in jail, I was a fucking mess. But this time I felt really good. I felt okay. I knew it was going to work out. I didn't have anything the next day, so I wasn't going to miss out. So I got locked up like 1:30, and then finally I got to another cell at like 4:30. I fell asleep. They got these little metal benches where you got to hang half your body off of it. So I like turned my coat into a pillow. I took a shirt off and used that as like a sleep mask so the light wouldn't bother me. I finally fall asleep. Then they do calls at 5:30 in the morning. They call all these guys from another cell. That woke me up, and then I fell back to sleep. And some fucking guy, I ended up popping off to this guy in the cell, which was so fucking stupid. I fall back to sleep, and I wake up, and this crackhead is just like telling this fucking story. And he's like in the cell. He's like, "Man, I was at a party, and they put Tech N9ne in my chest. They said smoke this crack,
And I was like, nah, man, I don't smoke crack. But I did use Stell Tech 9s. I sold four for $100 one time. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, you're a crackhead. You're selling four guns for $100? You're the crackhead. And he's like, but I told him, I said, I don't do crack. So then they took all the crack and they threw it on the ground and they stomped on it. They said, if you don't smoke this crack, we're going to shoot you for making us waste all this crack. So I said, I'll smoke the crack. And I'm like, what the fuck? No reputable drug dealer would destroy their drugs because one stupid idiot won't smoke crack. So I like let that like woke me up. I'm like, okay. And then this motherfucker goes,
you know, R. Kelly's I Believe I Can Fly was written by a crackhead in Manhattanville Projects. You know that, right? Ask anyone. That's the truth.
And I just like lost it. And there were like 15 dudes. And so I was like, you're full of shit. And everyone stopped. I was like, a crackhead didn't write R. Kelly's I Can Believe I Can Fly. And drug dealers didn't destroy crack because you wouldn't smoke crack. You're the fucking crackhead from Manhattanville. Jesus, dude, shut the fuck up. And a couple people laughed. And then the guy was like, the fuck did you say? And I was like, oh, no, I'm just tired. And he's like, yeah, man, I ain't no crackhead. I was like, oh, okay. And then what do you know? When we got our breakfast peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, who ended up taking about 10 of them? That's right, the crackhead. Yeah. So then I got transferred to another cell at like 10. And I didn't fucking see my lawyer until 4 o'clock. And I see this guy and he goes, hey, so they said you had something sealed, fingerprints. Have you ever worked for the DOE, the Department of Ed? And I was like, yeah, I used to be a teacher. And he's like, okay, your fingerprints were sealed and they thought that you had a prior. So I'm going to get this out and you'll be out of here. You'll go to court right now and be out. I was like, okay. So not even 10 minutes later, I was before the judge and I got fucking let out of prison. Not prison. I wasn't in prison. I was in jail. I got let out of jail and I got in trouble because there was like a velvet rope and apparently they told me to like step over it, but or to like remove the rope and walk through and I didn't hear it. So I stepped over it. So the judge was like, sir, you do not step over the rope. And everyone stared at me. I was like, sorry, I'm nervous. And then I got released and they let me out and I stepped out on the street. I felt like I was in Trading Places. I was Eddie Murphy. I just stepped on the street. I was like, oh yeah. I like screamed and it felt good, dude. All I have is my fucking wallet and a Metro card. I bummed a smoke and I was like, damn, I'm at the Cellar's Fat Black Pussycat tonight fucking hosting. Goddamn, what do I got to complain about, dude? Hell yeah. What? I got off time served. No fines. Nothing. I'm going to go do stand-up tonight. I got fucking, I'm living the best life ever. Fuck it. So then I just fucking went, got my shit from fucking Central Booking and fucking got the hell out, man. And that's how I spent my fucking Monday night. It was fucking wild. But, you know, it's a wild world we're living in, and I'm glad I got to share it with you. Thank you guys so much for listening. Go to my website, ianfidance.com. iAnimal on Instagram, Ian Fidance on Twitter. I don't know when I'm going to release this. I'm going to be in Chicago. Maybe I'll release it this week. I don't know. I'm going to be at Chicago Laugh Factory, and then I'm going to be in Denver February 10th and 11th. And a bunch of other stuff. I don't know when I'm going to release. Oh, we were going to end strong, but now this. Oh, well. Hey, thank you. I love you. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you following along with me, and I just appreciate you. And I hope you appreciate yourself too. Thanks. Have a good day. Enjoy every sandwich. Bye.